Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi, everyone. It's Jo here, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the podcast for the first time, I think, Paula Page. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
So Paula has recently come on board as a VI Talk volunteer, and she's very kindly running our weekly craft and cuppa sessions. So Paula, when do they take place?
The sessions take place every Monday afternoon from 2:30 until 4:30.
Okay.
Apart from the bank holidays, but every other Monday they take place.
Yeah, because we found that people were usually busy doing other things, weren't they, or family commitments on a bank holiday. So, we decided not to run them. So, we wanted to make a welcoming environment for anybody who is into art or craft. So, do you want to give us a bit of an outline of sort of the type of people that come on, what sort of things are discussed, and you know, what sort of arts and crafts have been cropping up to now?
Well, we've had a bit of a mixture, really. We just decided to sort of open it up to sort of any kind of craft, and they're very relaxed sessions. So we've had people that do knitting and crochet, we've had a bit of sewing, we've had a bit of art as well with drawing. So the idea of the call is really to sort of bring your craft along and have a chat about either craft or all sorts. We tend to chat about all sorts, really, during the call, and have a cuppa if you want to. mostly people haven't always brought their craft along, which is also absolutely fine. They just wanted to come along and chat about different crafts and get some tips. That's basically how it works.
So sometimes people want ideas, don't they? Or perhaps they've been doing some art or some crafts and perhaps their sight has deteriorated, or they've just thought, oh, do you know, I can't do this anymore. And they come along and everyone's really lovely and kind of gives them the encouragement to have a go again or have a go at something else even.
That's right. Yeah. We've had people ask about how they carry on with sewing, or, you know, how they carry on sort of knitting or crocheting if they've lost their sight. Or sometimes we've got like people sort of just starting out and they're just interested in starting a new art or craft, and they want to know how to do that as well.
Yeah, or finding out what's out there. So if you are interested and you want to start a new hobby and you're just not sure where to start, you're not sure what would be for you, whether it would be picking up a set of knitted needles. Paula's an extremely good knitter. Or whether it's, you know, doing some digital art, because I know we have a lady who comes on who does digital art so that she can see it better, so she can enlarge it on her iPad. So, you know, just all those hints and tips can be shared with everybody, and it's a good starting point.
Definitely, yeah. And you know, in between times we just have a lovely relaxed time with, you know, chatting about all sorts, putting the world to rights, but we're all that like-minded sort of creative people, really.
Yeah. And all this is done out of our arts and crafts group, so VI Talk Arts and Crafts. So you're more than welcome to join that group and see what's happening in there and post about what you're up to or if you're looking for a new hobby. And the details of the craft and cuppa sessions are posted in there every Sunday. And that's the details to join the Zoom session. And then you just pop on, and you don't have to come on at 2:30. We do, if we don't have anybody on, you do close it after half an hour, don't you, Paula?
Yes, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do kind of need you on there before sort of 3:00, just to, you know, but if you were to let Paula know, so there is an email address as well, isn't there?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, so anybody can post either on the in the on the Facebook group on underneath the post, the comment there, or you can email me. If you are thinking about coming along after three, and then we can sort of stay open. And of course, we would be staying open if we've got people on there, so that's not a problem. Just I don't really want to hang around when there's nobody there.
No, you don't want to sit there on your own, do you?
No.
So, what's your email address, Paula?
It is paula@vitalk.co.uk.
Okay. And just to let people know a little bit about you, I mentioned that you knit. So, you're blind yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am totally blind.
Yeah. And Paula is an avid member of our VI Talk book group as well, our Zoom book group, aren't you?
Yeah, I love reading.
Yeah. So what other do you knit, but do you have any other sort of crafty hobbies, Paula?
Well, I knit and I do a bit of crochet. I have to say I prefer knitting, but I like the fact that I can crochet because it's handy to do sometimes. I don't really do any other. Well, I do a bit of sewing, enough to things like sew buttons on and repair clothes, but I don't really class that as a craft, really. Although it is still helpful for tips if people want like hand sewing tips, I can, I can help with that. I've done a little bit of clay and stuff for, at the arts and crafts weekends that you've had. And I quite like doing that, but I don't really tend to do any of that at home. But yeah, other than that, not really a lot of crafty things.
Okay, so you're too busy knitting.
Yeah, no, I am.
What's your favourite thing that you've knitted so far?
Oh, I don't know, really. I've knitted also. So what I tend to do is I knit for different charities. So I belong to a local knitting and crochet group where we make things for our local hospital, so sort of baby items, and also we knit things like hats and blankets for the cancer ward. So I suppose really I enjoy doing the baby cardigans because they're really sweet, really tiny, and I always feel a sense of achievement when I've got them made and the buttons sewn on and everything. So they're probably
Yeah.
favorite things.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, they sound gorgeous. You sometimes post those on Facebook, don't you? And tell people
Yeah,
what colours they are and things like that.
I do tend to put some pictures on, just to so people sort of know kind of what we're up to, and anybody else joining the group, if you want to, if you want to do that, put any pictures of your creations, just make sure to describe the photos, and so that, so that other people can experience them as well. And yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah. So if you're interested in joining the Arts and Crafts group and joining Craft and Cuppa with and meeting up with Paula on a Monday afternoon and the other crafters and arty folk, which I am not one of. There are plenty of you out there. So we'd love it if you'd come along and join. And there's no obligation to come every week. You can drop in and drop out, or you can come every week or come, twice a month, whatever suits you.
Yeah, any time is fine. So, yeah.
Yeah. So to find the group on Facebook, you need to search VI Talk Arts ampersand, so the and sign crafts. If you put VI Talk in a search, it'll probably just come up with all the VI Talk groups, so you'll find it in there. Or you can email paula@vitalk.co.uk, or you can contact us through the VI Talk page if you're struggling, and we can send you the link to join, or Paula can send you the link to join, whatever is easiest for you. Just give us a shout if you're struggling, and we'd love it if you could come and join us. Paula, anything else you wanted to say to encourage people to come?
I don't know, really. Just to say, like I've said before, really, it's a lovely, relaxed group, very welcoming, and yeah, we're happy to have anybody along. So, anybody wants to, feel free to come along, bring your craft and your cuppa, and come and join us.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.